Congratulations to all the volunteers and to the registered voters of District 1 in Shasta County. You took a stand against throwing away millions of your taxpayer dollars. Thousands of you signed the petition, and you put the recall of Supervisor Kevin Cry on the ballot. Soon we vote, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Redding Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Redding Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Congratulations to all the volunteers and to the registered voters of District 1 in Shasta County. You took a stand against throwing away millions of your taxpayer dollars. Thousands of you signed the petition, and you put the recall of Supervisor Kevin Cry on the ballot. Soon we vote, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome to the show. It is early fall, and I'll tell you what, as far as I'm concerned, it's the most wonderful time of the year. That's because, as an angler, I love the fact that the fall bite is on. All sorts of species are biting hard right now, and this might be the easiest time of year to catch fish because they're all putting on the feed bag before winter. It's also a great time to be a hunter because hunting seasons are opening up right and left all over the country right now. And whether you're a big game hunter or a bird hunter, there's a lot to look forward to. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be scouting some locations for the upcoming duck season this weekend. This week on the show, we've got some great guests for you. One of them is Matt Stewart. He's with the National Wild Turkey Federation, and they are inducting some new members into their National Calling Championship Hall of Fame. Didn't even know there was such a thing, but there is, and Matt's going to tell you more about it and who the inductees are. If you're in the market for a new deer hunting rifle, John Snow, the shooting editor for Outdoor Life, is going to join us and share some of the best deer hunting rifles of 2023, and he breaks them down by application. For example, what's a good mountain rifle in terms of being lightweight might not be the best rifle for the North Woods or maybe out in Pennsylvania or up in Alaska. It's going to be an interesting conversation. Speaking of interesting conversations, we will also get to chat with Jared Wicklin with Pheasants Forever. They've just come out with their 2023 state-by-state pheasant hunting forecast, and Jared's going to share some info on some great states to go pheasant hunting this year. If you're heading to the Lone Star State, you might want to bring your bass rod and head to one of the destinations that Shea Baker, writing for Field and Stream, is going to tell you about. He penned an article about the 15 best bass lakes in Texas, and we're going to go over six of them to include the top five towards the end of the show today. Before we talk to our first guest today, let's share a few fishing reports from around the nation. On the Water Magazine's got a Northeast Offshore report. They say south of Martha's Vineyard has been seeing great tuna fishing since the storm passed recently. The yellowfin fishing has been good as it gets out of New Jersey, and the canyons are producing bluefin, swords, big eye, and some big wahoo. Utah's Division of Wildlife Resources has a forecast for Bear Lake on the border of Utah and Idaho. The water temperature there is about 69 degrees, and fishing has improved the past week and will pick up even more as we head into fall. According to the DNR, fishing has been very good for cutthroat trout and even a few lake trout. Anglers are catching fish while jigging or trolling. The best spots have been off the rock pile near Ideal Beach or from the Utah State Park Mana northward to Fish Haven. The fishing's also been good at Lake Lanier in northern Georgia. That's a word from Georgia DNR and Phil Johnson, who reports bass fishing on Lake Lanier is good and getting better. The lake is currently down 4.5 feet, so you'll want to be careful running the lake as there are very shallow areas that are starting to appear. Pearson says that the falling temperatures at the lake have the bass moving into a fall topwater mode. One offering called the riser was a very good performer over the last week, as it seems it's something new the bass haven't seen. Captain Josh Thornton reports that the crappie fishing is also good at Lake Lanier. They've been finding the crappie 8 to 15 feet deep over a 20 to 30 foot bottom. Yes, they are suspended, and when it comes to bait, he recommends using small baits like a gray sugar bug. Our final fishing report takes us to the border of Oregon and Washington on the Columbia River, where fall Chinook are on the bite. And places to go right now to find them would include the mouth of the Deschutes River and the mouth of the Klickitat River. You can also find them further upstream at Hanford Reach. And if you're looking for a place to stay in the area and places to eat, maybe guides to book a trip with, go to the Dalles Area Chamber of Commerce website. You'll find information there. Next on America Outdoors Radio, we are taking you to South Carolina. That's the home of the National Wild Turkey Federation, and they have just announced that there is a Hall of Fame class being inducted into the Grand National Calling Championships. Well, is here to tell you more about the championship and the Hall of Fame class is Matt Stewart with the National Wild Turkey Federation. Matt, welcome to the show.
John, thank you. Good to be here.
Let's start off talking about the Grand National Calling Championship. When and where does this take place, and what's the format?
Yes, so the Grand National Calling Championships, this will be the 47th year, I believe, starting in 77 at Hershey, Pennsylvania. It runs Thursday, Friday, Saturday at our National Convention and Sports Show in Nashville, Tennessee, February 15th, 16th, and 17th. A lot of callers. We had almost 240 registered callers last year that qualified. Most of them qualify at local regional events to get to Grand Nationals. So we'll start on Thursday, 15th of February in Nashville with Owl and Gobbling and prelims of our Friction Division. So it goes from there. Friction Division and Senior Open are the big ones that require qualifications at a local event. You have to win first or finish behind somebody who's already qualified to get to Nashville. So we'll start with 40 to 50 callers in Friction and Senior Divisions, and we'll cut it down. They have prelims on Friday and Saturday, and we'll cut it down to 13 of the top callers in the country. So Thursday and Friday are kind of your prelims, Owl and Gobbling and their youth divisions. Certainly we want to spotlight the up-and-coming callers in the future of calling and turkey hunting. So we have youth divisions on Friday evening. Also a team challenge where two callers team up and compete against other callers from around the country.
So how long has there been a Hall of Fame for the Grand National Calling Championship?
Yeah, so in 2019, we instituted the Grand National Calling Championships Hall of Fame. That was the first class. In 2019, we had a 2020 class. We had a year off due to COVID and 22 and 23. So this will be our fifth class, four classes previously, 19, 20, 21 and 22.
Let's briefly run through this year's inductees. We'll start off with Billy Yargis from Missouri. What's his story?
Yeah, so Billy, three-time Grand National Champion in the Senior Open. Great, great caller. 2008, 2015, and 2016, won the Grand Nationals. Back-to-back champion there in 15-16, which is pretty hard to do. Great caller. He's since retired and helps with judging and other things at our Grand National competition. So, he's been an asset to the Grand Nationals, promoted the sport, talks and helps other callers, just a great ambassador of turkey calling.
And then there's Eddie Salter. He hails from Alabama. I understand his nickname is the Turkey Man.
You got it. The Turkey Man in Alabama. Just about everybody knows him, particularly down in the southeast. But Hunter Specialties, he's a longtime representative, world champion in turkey calling in 85 and 89. Just really was a mainstay on the turkey hunting stage in the 80s and 90s. A lot of people just grew up with him, knew him. He's been a judge. He's been an MC for local contests all over the country, particularly in Alabama. And he dominated pretty much every contest in Alabama in the 80s and 90s.
Last but not least, from the great state of New York, Chris Kirby.
Absolutely. Chris Kirby, Quaker boy fame. His dad, Dick Kirby, is actually one of the first inductees into the Hall of Fame. So we've got a father-son connection for the first time, which is pretty exciting. But Chris, in his own right, was an outstanding caller in the 90s, pretty much dominated the mid-late 90s at local contests and won Grand Nationals in 98. And he's also one of the few callers who's won Grand Nationals, the World Contest, and the U.S. Open. So Chris is a great ambassador for the NWTF and turkey calling nationwide.
Well, congratulations are definitely in order to Billy, Eddie, and Chris. And folks, if you want to find out more about the Grand National Calling Championships or the annual convention that takes place in Nashville, the website to go to, NWTF.org. That's NWTF.org for the National Wild Turkey Federation. And consider joining a chapter near you and maybe competing. Who knows? You may be able to qualify and get in on the Grand National Calling Championship yourself. Matt, thanks so much for sharing this with us today. I do appreciate it, sir.
Thank you, John. Excited about Nashville in February, and hopefully everybody can come out and join us and watch some of the competition.
No doubt it would be a whole bunch of fun.
Dalve in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display, or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants, and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalves.com.
Campers, adventure seekers, hunters, and foodies. No matter the lifestyle, we can all agree on one thing. Great food and great people are worth remembering. At Camp Chef, we don't just make grills. We create each product knowing that a warm meal is always better when it's shared with those we love. Learn more about Camp Chef grills, smokers, and portable cooking equipment at campchef.com. That's campchef.com for a better way to cook outdoors.
Immerse yourself in a complete Alaska wilderness experience through Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Up to six of you will spend a week in a beautiful waterfront log home in a secluded cove. Every day is a new adventure. Go on a guided fishing trip or haul in a bounty of shrimp and crab. Visit a Native American village where totem poles are carved. Go on a whale or bear watching trip and return back to your very own place at the end of the day. Find out more about the Alaska Wilderness Experience at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Welcome back to America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. The modern firearm deer hunting season is just about here, and that's why we've got John Snow on the line, longtime shooting editor for Outdoor Life. Just wrote an article about the best deer hunting rifles for 2023. John, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
So I've got to ask you a question. You've been doing this a long time. Are you like the bass tournament anglers who get a new bass boat every year? Do you like go into the woods or out on the plains with a new hunting rifle every year?
You know, sometimes it kind of feels that way. I do try to circle back to some of my favorites because, you know, they were my favorites for a reason. But with the sort of the pace of rifle and cartridge introductions, it becomes somewhat of a task to get real meaningful field experience with them. So I kind of got to balance the two impulses.
Gotcha. Well, that makes perfect sense. Makes perfect sense. Now, you picked several different best ofs for 2023 based on the type of hunt you're going to do. We're going to go through some of those. But before we get into that, what was the process to pick the best deer rifle? For example, we'll say Western Mountains. You've got a certain rifle you picked, and why did you pick it over other ones?
Right. Well, you know, I mean, over the years, I've tested, you know, dozens of different rifles, most of them suitable for deer hunting. In addition to that, you know, we've got a very avid and active staff that's out in the field every fall as well. So when you combine what we do with our annual gun tests, our hands-on experiences, and just kind of our general curiosity about this space, we end up developing a tremendously long list of candidate rifles. And, you know, there are certainly some general-purpose deer rifles, and we talk about those and praise those, but for specific types of hunting, you know, the Western Mountains that you mentioned, for example, you know, that's going to be a subset of these rifles. And among those, the Sako 85 Finlite is one that has performed extremely well for us over the years. Not to say that there aren't other good mountain lightweight deer rifles, there certainly are, but that has been a particularly good one, both for, you know, just kind of how it handles, its accuracy, its construction, but also, you know, its ergonomics and other touches that kind of elevate it above the rest. And it's sort of with those tangible and intangible qualities in mind that we narrowed down the list and I settled on the specific rifles we picked for each application.
Let's head from the mountainous west to the north woods of Minnesota or Michigan. What rifle did you find to be the best of the year for there?
Well, you know, we've been big fans of Henry. They have been around for a little over a quarter century and have continued to kind of improve their products and refine them. And their Action X model, which is a synthetic stocked lever action that has a side loading gate and has the ability to be loaded through the tubular magazine, really stood out to us. You know, those rifles, if you've ever handled them, they're smooth, they're easy to operate, they're rugged and reliable. Their accuracy is consistent with that type platform, and they're just a heck of a value. And so anyway, the Henry got the nod there. That said, they're going to be in a bit of a race now that Marlin has got the 336 back online. So that's going to be a great rivalry to watch unfold as time goes on here.
Hey, competition is better for everyone as far as I'm concerned. One thing about the Henry Lever Action X model, though, that stood out to me was the caliber. It's a 45 caliber rifle, and that's one you don't think of too often for deer hunting.
No, you know, the 4570 is one of our oldest extant calibers in terms of its heritage. You know, it dates, you know, back to the black powder era, and you know, it's one of those cartridges that if you kind of just looked at it on paper, you'd think that this thing was doomed for obsolescence, but it keeps getting sort of revitalized in different ways, in part because, you know, since it was introduced, we've had much stronger actions that have come on the market that have been able to withstand, you know, higher pressures and deliver better velocity. And it is just a real thumper when it comes to hunting deer. In fact, you know, I picked, you know, as crazy it is, we talk about my Western rifles. You know, I did a whitetail hunt a couple years ago in Wyoming, which is wide open country, and I decided to have a, you know, a total lever action on that hunt with me in 45-70, and it really is just a great cartridge. I mean, it just hits with such authority. So, yeah, no, it's, you know, for really long shooting, not the best choice, but for anything up close, my God, it's hard to beat.
Yeah, and you're right. Most of those shots in the Northwoods, they are up close. Let's head to Pennsylvania, where a lot of folks enjoy their whitetail hunting. What do you recommend there?
Well, you know, that was a little bit of an interesting pick for us because among the rifles that I chose, all of them are currently in production except for the one that I chose for Pennsylvania, which is the Remington 760 and 7600, those classic slide action, pump action, center fire rifles. You know, that is the iconic repeater in those Pennsylvania woods, and it's still a great choice for that kind of hunting. Not too dissimilar to the lever action 45-70 in terms of the distance of the shots and so forth. But those two guns, that 760 and that 7600, you know, they're just as viable today as they were when they were first introduced.
And a lot of folks are watching their wallets, watching their budgets, and that's why I always appreciate the fact that you have a great value rifle every year. And what is it this year?
Well, it's the Savage 110. You know, I mean, that 110 Hunter has been a mainstay in Savage's line for decades, and with good reason. You know, as much as, you know, I'm kind of a gun snob and I like my custom guns and fancier rifles, but sort of at our core, you know, me and the other editors on staff, you know, we just cotton to a great value. And Savage has really been a standard bearer for affordable accuracy for decades. You know, the construction of that rifle and its action is incredibly smart. There are some good cost-saving measures that also enhance accuracy. You know, the way that they use their barrel nut system to head space consistently for, you know, when they construct the rifle. They've also got a free-floating bolt head there that makes that bolt assembly cheaper to manufacture, but the floating bolt head allows the lugs to kind of self-center in the chamber. And, of course, anytime you can enhance how something is centered up in a rifle system, that's going to lead to better accuracy. And really, nobody kind of combines those two things, the affordability and the accuracy as well as Savage has. So that's why they got the nod.
All right. Well, there's plenty of other categories that are available to check out for the best deer hunting rifles of 2023. If you want to do so, just go to outdoorlife.com, go to the gear section, and look for the best deer hunting rifles of 2023, written by John Snow, and you can find a rifle for whatever situation you're going to be hunting. Go out there, get one, and have some success this fall. John, always a pleasure, sir, to have you on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sticking with firearms and thinking of Christmas already, I've got a great idea for you, and that would be giving somebody a personalized Henry Golden Boy or Golden Boy Silver rifle. Here's what you do. You just buy a Golden Boy or Golden Boy Silver rifle from your local Henry dealer. Think up 20 words that you would like to leave with a loved one for life. Then you purchase a personalized Golden Boy or personalized Golden Boy Silver receiver cover. They'll engrave the message for you. Henry Repeating Arms, make sure it looks great, and you just replace that standard receiver cover with your new personalized one. No gunsmith needed, just 5 screws holds it together. Box that rifle back up, wrap it for Christmas, and wait for Christmas morning to give somebody a very special gift they will remember the rest of their life. Find out more at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com. Purchase the best Christmas gift ever today.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here for you. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at America Outdoors.
Come join Redding Electric Utility in celebrating Public Power Week on Friday, October 6th. This year's free family event will be held in downtown Redding on the Market Street block. There will be electric safety demonstrations, police and fire demonstrations, and free treats. This event will include energy-efficient raffle prizes, including a new e-bike. Come join the celebration on Friday, October 6th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, call 530-339-7300 or visit our Facebook page at Redding Electric Utility.
Hi, I'm Tim Scarborough, host of Shasta Outdoors. As an outreach of It Does My Soul Well, we bring to you each week guest news and information about the great outdoors. There are so many wonderful opportunities to get out there and enjoy hiking, kayaking, fishing, horseback riding, hunting, and the list goes on of things we get to enjoy in Northern California. Shasta Outdoors, Friday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information. Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest Sundays here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Jude.org.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. Pheasant season is fast approaching. That's why we've got Jared Wicklund on the line with Pheasants Forever to break down the 2023 pheasant hunting forecast. Jared, welcome back to the show.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about overall trends across the nation for this year.
Yeah, you know, overall trends across pheasant country is, I think a lot of us were trying to figure out what was going to happen as we went into winter of last year. Last year, pheasant populations were pretty good across much of the range. And then we went into right around Christmas, we started off with some really nasty weather across most of the pheasant range, especially in the Midwest and also in some of the western states as well. We had some massive winter storms come and dump anywhere from 10 to 18 inches. That iced over. People were seeing pheasants on the side of the road early in the winter, which is not good. So I think a lot of us were wondering what was going to happen, but the spring came quick. There was a lot of moisture, which could be both good and bad, but we've been going through drought in a lot of the country. So, you know, talking with people out on the countryside this spring, summer, and now in the early fall, things have been about as green as they can be in a lot of areas that experienced drought for probably 3 or 4 years in a row. So that made for good nesting conditions. And for the most part, there's a lot of states that saw a nice increase in pheasants for this year, which we're really happy about.
Well, let's go ahead and dive into some of the states where you have pheasant hunting forecasts. We can't get to them all, but we can certainly get some of the highlights. We'll start off with South Dakota, a state that you and I got to hunt pheasant in a few years ago.
Yeah, for sure. So South Dakota, they don't do brood surveys there anymore, but they do harvest surveys. So coming off the 2022-2023 season, the estimate from South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks Department is that hunters bagged north of 1.15 million pheasants last year. It was a great season in South Dakota. And like I said, that's one of the states that experienced some heavy, heavy winter here coming through the winter of 22-23. But you know, for the most part, they got a lot of rain. There weren't long stretches of sub-zero weather, which can affect pheasants big time, especially if we have some ice. So South Dakota is one of those states that can have a pretty unrelenting prairie winter. But for the most part, they came out of it good. We got a shot in the arm from some much-needed added moisture from snow and rains early on. And, you know, speaking with farmers, speaking with ranchers, speaking with our own biologists, things are actually setting up pretty good in South Dakota. We've got some reports coming in, especially from our staff, of some really, really strong brood numbers in places, both quantity of broods in the landscape and then the number of birds in each one of those broods. I've had people talk about anywhere from 6 to 14 in the brood that was coming through in our reports, which is great. So I think South Dakota is going to be a real winner this year once again. When you couple that with things that Pheasants Forever and our partners have going on, we just launched our PATH program here a couple weeks ago, which I think you and I talked about, but public access to habitat is providing another $25 incentive on top of incentives that are already in place to open up quality land and habitat to public access. So I think you're going to see some good things out of South Dakota this year.
Sounds great. Makes me want to drive there right now. All I need is a dog. All right, let's head to a state that most people don't think of as a pheasant hunting state, Missouri.
Yeah, you know, Missouri, believe it or not, Missouri can have good pockets of pheasant numbers based on where you are in the state. Those pockets are scattered across the northern part, so you think the top two tiers of counties, north central and northwest are places where people focus on, but even out of the northeast, for folks that go and read our pheasant forecast, there have been some good numbers coming out of the northeast as well. There's plenty of conservation areas in the northern quarter of the state. There's Missouri Recreational Access Program sites, also called MRAP, where private land is leased for hunter access. And one note that we put in our report, too, is that hunters shouldn't overlook Missouri's quail restoration landscapes. It's where habitat work is going on both public and private. And there are pheasants on some of those, but you also get the overlap once quail opens up to harvest quail as well. And in some of those cases, there's densities up to a bird per acre on some of those quail restoration landscapes. So it gives you a really nice mixed bag to chase after in Missouri. And you're close enough to the border where, you know, if you want to hunt Missouri and Iowa, you can sort of cross over there once you get both licenses. So that can be a really fun hunt for people and something that's really overlooked, especially when people are traveling to North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, some of those other bigger states that are well known for pheasants.
Speaking of Minnesota, your home state, certain you have some personal insight as to how things are going to be.
I do, yeah. You know, Minnesota, again, another one of those states where we just had pretty catastrophic winter weather around Christmas time and then stretching into January and February. But we got rid of the snow really quick in the spring, and I didn't have a good gauge or feeling about how things were going to work out. But there was a lot of pheasants on the landscape from last year. We had just absolutely ideal nesting conditions. It was dry, a couple cool nights in there, but it was dry, and then it really, really warmed up earlier in the spring. And that helped pheasant numbers boom. We just had about 3 weeks ago here, we had our annual forecast come out from the state, and it showed triple digit numbers as far as pheasant abundance from 2022 to 2023. So if you're coming to Minnesota this year, I think it's going to be a great fall. That southwest portion of the state, which usually has the highest pheasant numbers, once again, is going to reign supreme. You get down anywhere, Brown County, Lincoln County, Yellow Medicine County, Worthington to Minnesota, all those places in the Southwest are looking really, really good this year. And I know for a fact, talking with a farmer buddy of mine who I graduated from college with, he wasn't seeing much early on, and then all of a sudden the pheasants just exploded and came out of the woodwork. So people can look forward to a good hunting season this year in Minnesota.
Continuing with states that start with the letter M, let's head to Montana because I know a lot of pheasant hunters from states like Idaho and Washington and even Oregon who don't have great pheasant hunting necessarily will head to the Treasure State to go after pheasant because it can have some very good hunting there.
Yeah, Montana, I actually hunted Montana last year for about the second time ever, and it was a very fun hunt. The nice thing about Montana is when you're chasing pheasants, you're also going to run in, depending on where you are, you're also going to run into sharptails, and you're also going to run into Hungarian partridge.
Right.
You know, some of the early indications show from guys that are out there right now, guys and gals that have reported back, you know, hunting prairie grouse, are seeing pretty good pheasant populations, especially when you get into make that switch over from sort of short grass prairie to tall grass prairie and some of those areas, coulees, you know, that are choked with brush and grass. That's when you really start getting into the pheasants, and there's been some pretty good reports. I actually just talked to a friend yesterday that was hunting eastern Montana, kind of southeastern, and he was moving up to northeastern, and he said things look pretty good. So Montana did have successive years of drought and a pretty harsh winter in 2022 and 2023. But again, with that, you get moisture back that helps build habitat, helps grow grass. And anytime we can do that, the birds benefit, especially really good brooding conditions. So that's where we're at, Montana. I think people can still expect a fun hunt out there. Like I said, not just pheasants. You've got a sort of multi-bag experience if you want it. And there's a lot of places to hunt in that state, everywhere from state-owned land, block management, BLM. There's a lot of different options out there for upland hunters, which is a true hunting destination for sure.
So many other destinations and states to talk about, but so little time. So you're going to have to go to pheasantsforever.org, check out the 2023 pheasant hunting forecast if we didn't get to your state, and check out some of your neighboring states too. Go on a road trip. Go pheasant hunting this year. A lot of states are going to offer some very good hunting, and you don't want to miss out. And if you believe in pheasants and conserving them, then check out pheasantsforever.org and become a member of this great organization. Jared, thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thanks, John. Hope to see you in the field.
This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Worksharp. And if you are hunting this fall, you know the importance of a sharp knife. You're going to need it for gutting that animal, butchering that animal, taking the hide off that animal, and there's a good chance you have to sharpen it more than once while you're doing these things in the field. That's why a pocket knife sharpener or the guided field sharpener from Worksharp are great items to have with you. Whether you're after deer, elk, pronghorn, or bear, a sharp knife helps you get things done after you drop that animal. Look for Worksharp products at sporting goods stores, hardware stores, and ranch and home stores near you, or online at WorksharpTools.com. That's WorksharpTools.com. We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now, and there's a reason. They are the only Alaska lodge we talk about in this show. It's because they're truly Alaska's best lodge. The adventure starts with a float plane ride from Ketchikan, after which you'll get the chance to experience some of the best hospitality, food, and wonderful people you'll ever meet. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
I'm Anthony Imparato, president of Henry Repeating Arms. Patriotic Americans are looking to protect and provide for their families, now more than ever. Henry has over 200 rifles and shotguns to choose from, made in America or not made at all, and backed by a lifetime guarantee. Go to henryusa.com and order our free catalog, decals, and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com. Thank you, and God bless America.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer an affordable platform to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting host John Cruz through his website at AmericanOutdoorsRadio.com. That's AmericanOutdoorsRadio.com. But hurry, if you wait too long, this big opportunity might just get away. That's AmericanOutdoorsRadio.com.
Next up on America Outdoors Radio, we got Shea Baker on the line, longtime freelancer who covers the bass fishing scene, and he just wrote a great article you can find at fieldandstream.com about the top bass fishing lakes in the Lone Star State of Texas. Shea, welcome to the show.
How you doing today, bud?
I am doing quite well, and I love your top 15 list. You've got 5 honorable mentions, you've got 5 runners-up, and then you got the top 5, and we're going to go through the top 5 today, but I do want to hit one of the runners-up, and that is Lake Ray Roberts. It's north of Dallas, and that's one lake I'm familiar with. Got to go out on the water as a media observer, watching Chris Johnston do some practice fishing there. I was pretty impressed by that lake.
Yeah, that classic, you know, anytime you have a classic in the summer, and it was early summer, but we haven't really had Bassmaster Classic in the summer in several years, but obviously COVID threw a wrench in everything, and then the next year, you know, the big freeze happened in Texas. I think it was supposed to happen at the normal time, but then got pushed to the summer. So it was pretty impressive wakes for the summer, and looked like that lake, you know, didn't have a lot of fish in it, but you had good quality. And so obviously Hank Cherry did what he did, flipping bushes and fishing a vibrating jig around them and throwing that dirt bait. So it's a pretty versatile fishery, it looked like. And so it was cool to see the classic go there for sure.
It was indeed. And that, folks, if you ever get the chance to attend the Bassmaster Classic, it's a combination of bass fishing and NASCAR, and it's like nothing else. You should definitely go sometime. All right, let's dive into the top 4. We're going to head to the Rio Grande River in the border of Mexico with Falcon Lake, big lake that, unfortunately, I associate with some cartel violence more than I do bass fishing.
Yeah, it's one that, you know, and I'm no Texas fishery expert. Let me start there. Like, I was tasked with this because Field & Stream saw the opportunity to write something that people wanted to know about. And so I did some research, and I have been to some of these lakes. I've been to Falcon before, covered a tournament there, and then I actually went out and fished it. And like you said, it's sketchy is a good word for it. I think it's safe within reason. I mean, but whenever you go there, like the first time I went there to cover a tournament, they had what I would equate to a baby battleship out there for basically protection while the Elite Series were fishing. More, I think, for intimidation. I mean, when you see a boat probably 100 long, 80, 100 feet long with 50 cows on it, it probably is a bigger deterrent than you actually having to use it. And so that was pretty eye-opening. But that lake's just such a historic fishery. It's got big ones in it. And it's just, there's something about kind of the danger and the excitement and the adventure of going out onto a place like that that is a little sketchy. So that's why, you know, and other people had it in their top 10. And so kind of why I raised it up to fifth position, is just partly for the novelty of it, and then also it's got big ones.
Well, let's take a look at number four. This one is also a border lake, but it's not an international border. It's a border of Louisiana and Texas, Toledo Bend Reservoir.
Yeah, it's one of those long-time tournament fisheries. You got a lot of tournaments that go there, and again, it's got big fish, and I think that's really the key when looking at this, you know, top 10, top 15 list, is everybody associates with Texas. Everything's bigger in Texas, right?
So right.
You don't really want to talk about a lake where you can go catch 100 fish. You want to talk about that lake where you can go catch some 5-plus pounders. And so Toledo's always been one of those tournament fisheries where some good fish can be caught, and it's a pretty dynamic fishery, too.
Sam Rayburn, this is another one that attracts a lot of tournaments, and for good reason.
Yeah, same kind of deal. And a lot of the lakes out there kind of blend together to me at times. Sam Rayburn's another one that has a lot of timber and a lot of vegetation, different seasons of it. And so another great tournament fishery. So it's another lake where, yeah, you can catch some big ones, but you can catch some pretty good numbers, too. And it makes it pretty high up there on the list because it has that potential, but you can also go out and just enjoy a good day of fishing. And, you know, 17 pounds might not sound like much to the Texas angler, but somebody coming from, you know, Mississippi over there, it's a really good day on the water, and you still have a chance to catch a big one, too.
So I'll tell you what, coming from Washington State, that'd be a really good day of fishing.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
All right. Now, number two, I'm not familiar with this body of water, OHIV, but you've got it very highly rated.
Yeah, and it's one that I'm not really familiar with, too, and I think it was a sleeper for a long time for a lot of people outside of Texas. But in the last couple of years, so I also based a lot of this on Texas Life has a top 50 biggest largemouth ever caught list, and so OHIV has two of the more recent ones in the last 2 years. I think February of 2022 and then back in maybe March of this past year, there were two 17-pound bass caught out of OHIV. So I think that really put it on the national radar and created a lot of buzz. I mean, it was basically a gold rush, you know, at that point, as everybody and their brother was headed out there to try to catch a giant. And so I don't know how well it sustained that kind of pressure, but, you know, when you go to putting bass in the top 10 that hasn't really been altered for a long time in Texas, 17-pound bass. I mean, we're talking about a 17-pound bag a minute ago with five fish, and now we're talking about two 17-pounders. So that's why, you know, it may not stay at second forever. If you redo this list in 20 years, I don't know where it would be, but right now it's got to be up there.
Well, let's talk about number one. So I live next to a 27,000-acre reservoir where if you catch a 6-pound bass, you're pretty proud of yourself. But Lake Fork Reservoir, the same size as bass that are really big, weighing more than 17 pounds in some cases. Tell our listeners about this reservoir that was literally constructed to be a bass fishing paradise.
Yeah, Lake Fork, you know, when you look at that top 50, you're talking about a 6-pound bass. A 6-pound bass is a non-keeper on Lake Fork. You know, you got to have, I believe they got to be 24 inches, which is essentially an 8-pound bass to even keep. And it is built as a trophy reservoir. So they intentionally have a limit in place. Like I said, I think it's 24 inches and it's one per day. So they intend for people to come from all over the country and world to that place and try to catch a fish of a lifetime. And so with that in mind, you know, when they have tournaments there, they'll have exemptions or they'll have straight catch and release to where you can catch a 6-pounder and still weigh it on scales and turn it loose and never have to put it in a live well. But for just a trophy fishery, for what you think about when you think about Texas fishing, and Lake Fork has the top 6 all-time Texas largemouth by weight, and it has 7 of the top 10, with those two others coming from OHIV and two of those others. And so it's just a fishery that, I mean, legends and lore surround. And I've been there a time or two, and let me tell you, the pressure shows up. Like, it's not easy to catch them, but just knowing you're in and around a place where there's just monsters swimming everywhere, it does create a whole kind of different excitement when you go fishing.
Well, like you said, everything's bigger in Texas. And if you want to check out the rest of the best fishing lakes in Texas, just go to fieldandstream.com, look for the article by Shea Baker, and plan on heading to Lodestar State for either a nice bag of bass or maybe a really big bass the next time you go. Shea, thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
In other news, we learned that
Anti-hunters are at it again, this time in Colorado, the state that just voted recently to introduce wolves into the state from out of state. Now, anti-hunters want to ban mountain lion hunting in Colorado, and they filed a notice to put on next year's ballot a measure that would outlaw mountain lion and bobcat hunting in the state. The ballot proposal requires backers to gather signatures in order to qualify for next year's general election. That's the word from Andrew McKean, writing for Outdoor Life magazine. The petition is filed under the title Prohibit Trophy Hunting, and the ballot measure declares that any trophy hunting of mountain lions, bobcats, or lynx is inhumane, serves no socially acceptable or ecologically beneficial purpose, and fails to further public safety. The measure would also ban hound hunting for lions and bobcats. Colorado has an estimated mountain lion population of 3,000 to 7,000 animals, and their Parks and Wildlife Division authorizes about 500 lion tags a year for a season that runs from the end of November through the end of March, and I can tell you most of those tags probably go unfilled. Now, the anti-hunters say that hunting these animals fails to further public safety, but the fact of the matter is they are wrong, and all you have to do is look to the West Coast, some call the Left Coast, where in California, mountain lion hunting was banned, and there's been an increase in conflicts between humans and mountain lions. We're talking about attacks here since that ballot measure was passed. You're seeing similar things happen in Oregon and Washington, where hound hunting has been banned, and very few mountain lions are taken in either state because it's hard to do without dogs. As a matter of fact, most mountain lions that are taken incidentally by deer or elk hunters who just happen to come upon a mountain lion or vice versa. And in Oregon and Washington in recent years, there have been fatal attacks, not to mention an increase in attacks, especially in Washington State, where populations are expanding when it comes to mountain lions and conflicts are increasing. Part of the reason, mountain lions have lost their fear of humans because very few of them are being hunted. Same goes for California. Same goes for Oregon. So I think the anti-hunters are being a little dishonest about this failing to further public safety argument they're making in Colorado. Let's hope the voters see through it this time, and if it makes the ballot, that they vote it down. On that note, it is time to go, but here's hoping you are blessed and that you get to spend some time in the woods, in the field, or on the water in the days ahead. It's the perfect time of year to be outdoors. So get out there and enjoy it.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not. No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hey friends, please join us at Reading Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed October 21st to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Reading and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at justicecrabfeed.
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Republican-led House today giving approval to a bill to keep the government open for 45 days, just hours ahead of a midnight shutdown deadline. Bill now goes to the Senate. Congressional correspondent Edmund Mora.
The bill from House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, the Republican from California, includes money for disaster relief, meeting President Joe Biden's full request. The new plan will not have border policy changes, a non-starter for Democrats, or funds for Ukraine, a White House priority opposed by Republicans. After passing the measure with overwhelming bipartisan support, the House adjourned until Monday.
Senate is expected to pass the measure later today. A lot of Americans are going to start forking over some money, paying off the federal student loans again starting in October. Supreme Court rejected a plan by the administration to wipe away $400 billion in student loan debt. Also at townhall.com, United Auto Workers expanding its strikes.
Some 7,000 more workers took to picket lines in Illinois and Michigan in a move to put more pressure on the Big Three to improve their offers. Friday's announcement marked the second time the unions widened the walkout, which started 2 weeks ago at three assembly plants. The most recent additions are a Ford plant in Chicago and a General Motors assembly factory near Lansing. Rhonda Rockstewart reporting.
An inflation gauge that is closely tracked by the Federal Reserve rose in August, boosted mainly by higher gasoline prices, but measures of underlying inflation slowed in the latest sign that overall price pressures are still moderating. A 10% monthly spike in prices at the gas pumps drove that increase. More on these stories at townhall.com.
When you take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Wildfires have ravaged communities from Maui to the Mediterranean this summer, killing many people and exhausting firefighters and fueling demand for some new solutions.
Enter artificial intelligence. Firefighters and startups are using AI-enabled cameras to scan the horizon for signs of smoke. A German company is building a constellation of satellites to detect fires from space. And Microsoft is using AI models to predict where the next blaze could be sparked.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Now, with fires becoming larger and more intense, a number of firefighters, utilities, and governments are trying to get ahead by tapping into the latest AI technology. Apple is blaming a software bug and other issues tied to popular apps like Instagram and Uber for causing a new iPhone 15 model to heat up and spark. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Let's just say the second time was a charm.
A New York man who spent 18 years in prison for a murder he said he did not commit was found not guilty at a second trial. 66-year-old Paul Scrimo was acquitted in Nassau County Court in the strangulation death of Ruth Williams in 2000. Scrimo was convicted of murder in 2002, but an appeals court overturned the conviction in 2019, saying Scrimo had been denied a fair trial. The Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said in its ruling that DNA under the victim's fingernails was not Scrimo's. John Scott reports.
Tributes are still pouring in for former California Senator Dianne Feinstein following her death. Feinstein, the first female mayor of San Francisco, one of California's first two female senators, she was also the first female chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Congratulations to all the volunteers and to the registered voters of District 1 in Shasta County. You took a stand against throwing away millions of your taxpayer dollars. Thousands of you signed the petition, and you put the recall of Supervisor Kevin Cry on the ballot. Soon we vote, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Hi, I'm Tim Scarborough, host of Shasta Outdoors. As an outreach of It Does My Soul Well, we bring to you each week guest news and information about the great outdoors. There are so many wonderful opportunities to get out there and enjoy hiking, kayaking, fishing, horseback riding, hunting, and the list goes on of things we get to enjoy in Northern California. Shasta Outdoors, Friday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on KCNR.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Redding Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Redding Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Congratulations to all the volunteers and to the registered voters of District 1 in Shasta County. You took a stand against throwing away millions of your taxpayer dollars. Thousands of you signed the petition, and you put the recall of Supervisor Kevin Cry on the ballot. Soon we vote, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Platform.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to The Pet Show. Is your Cavalier acting a bit confused? Does your Siamese kitten have you totally stymied? Are your Chihuahuas out of control? You know they are. If you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to really understand your dog or cat's behavior almost as well as they understand yours, if you're confused about their behavior or just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring those furry little buddies with you, folks, because it is the time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you want to join me on the Evergreen Pet Show family, if you want to find out why your dog is jumping or humping or your cat is scratching the furniture, not using a litter box, keeping you up at night, just jumped on your favorite chair, you can't take your dog for a walk because if he sees another dog, he schleps you down the block. You get the idea. That's what the Pet Show is all about, helping you resolve any issues that you may be having with your dogs or cats, but a lot more likely, any issues that your dogs or cats may be having with you. Let's face it, it's not easy walking with those of us that walk upright. And by the way, if you happen to be new to the Pet Show, or a regular listener, it makes no difference. Everyone that calls into the Pet Show today and gets to talk to me live on the air will get an absolutely fabulous, amazing gift for your dog or cat. And again, if you're new to the show, it's not like I'm giving away biscuits here. Many of the items I give away here on the Pet Show are worth as much as $25, $35, $40, even $50. So everyone that calls into the show with a question or a comment will get a great gift for their dog or cat. Phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Now, as you know, every week I have a lot of great information I want to share with you, and today's no different. So I'm going to give you some of the topics I have planned for today's show, but I can guarantee you I'm not going to get to them all because I got some very special topics I want to get your opinions on today. So I'm asking for your thoughts today. I'll talk about that in a little bit. But right now, you know, as we look to expand our own healthy lifespans, we can do the same for our dogs and cats. No pet guardian likes to admit it, but our pets do go through changes just like us. So coming up a little bit later, we're going to take a look at lifestyle adjustments for your dogs and cats as they age. Lifestyle adjustments for your dogs or cats as they age. Also coming up on today's show, do you feel guilty? You know you do. Do you feel guilty because you don't spend enough time with your dogs and cats? No need. I'll explain why how much time is not as important as the quality of time you hang with your pets. Also coming up, most pet guardians believe that their dogs and cats can cure almost any ailment they may have. Sounds crazy? I've been talking about it for years, but hang in there. Hang in there. It just may be true. A brand new study is going to bail me out. As always, plenty of time for all of your questions and comments. Lots of great stuff to give away. So, if your pet is jumping, chewing, scratching, maybe the cat that you rescued is confused about the litter box, that new puppy's not housebroken, doesn't get along with other dogs, and some people believe that if it moves, he must hump it. That's what the show's all about, I told you. Great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. The question of the day, just if you answer the question, I'll still send you a great gift. Pretty simple. Do you believe that your dogs and your cats are good for your health? Do you believe that your dogs and your cats are good for your health? Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. If you get through and I talk to you, I will send your pet something pretty amazing, I promise. Now, before we start talking about this, as you know, I've been doing the Pet Show for over 43 years. I think that makes me one of the longest running radio shows in history. But before we do that, a couple of topics I want to talk about that are kind of off a little bit of what I normally talk about. And I want to get your feelings. I want to get your opinions on it. There was a story in Los Angeles. You know I live in Los Angeles. There was a story in Los Angeles this week about a woman. She went into a 7-Eleven store with her 11-year-old dog. The dog was a blended breed of pit bull and Rhodesian Ridgeback. A beautiful dog, 11 years old. An older dog, obviously. So she went into 7-Eleven. It was late at night to buy whatever she needed to buy. I don't know if she was a nurse or working, whatever. So she walks into 7-Eleven with her dog and is immediately attacked and pounded by another woman as that other woman's boyfriend steals the 11-year-old dog, runs out of the store dragging this poor dog crying behind him as the other woman was beating up the guardian of the dog. Bottom line is the dog was reunited. Okay, that's the good news. The dog was reunited. But what can you do? It's not just L.A. It could be Delaware. It could be Florida. It could be anywhere. People are literally fearful of taking their dog out for a walk at night. Women in Los Angeles are afraid to take their dogs out for a walk at night. Their dogs are being stolen. They're being attacked. What is going on? So I'd like to get your take on this. What do you think you can do? Should we just not go out at night, not walk our dogs? Or is there something maybe that the political aspect of our lives should be taken care of? Why can we no longer just go out, take our dogs for a walk after the news and feel safe? I was talking about Los Angeles, okay, but it can be anywhere in the country. I jog every morning, and for years I jogged like at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm just one of those neurotic people that gets up early. And I would run around Los Angeles. It was pitch black, and I'd run along the ocean and have a ball. Can't do it anymore. I'm a veteran. Consider myself a pretty stable guy, but it's too dangerous. It's too dangerous for me to even go for a run. So is anyone out there, or is it just lost? I think so. Are taking their dog out for a walk? That's one of the topics I want you to respond to. Now, here's the other topic. I don't do politics here on the Pet Show. Never have. Probably never will. But we all know by this week that the president's dog bit the 11th person. And from what I'm hearing, everyone is blaming the dog. In fact, there was a host on one of the number one cable shows in the morning that recently has his own dog, a Belgian Malinois, which I specialized and trained overseas for many years. And he went on the air and said that no one should own a German Shepherd. It's a working breed, and people should not own German Shepherds. Now, I have a very large German Shepherd tattooed on my right side. I've trained German Shepherds in Europe, in France, in Italy, Southeast Asia, parts of Africa, my whole life. As far as I'm concerned, it's an amazing breed of dog. What you put in is what you get out. Why would someone go on a national TV show, someone who I respect for their political opinions, and tell people that they shouldn't own a German Shepherd? He went through training with the Border Patrol for his own dog, which was fine and dandy. But listen, I've rescued literally hundreds of German Shepherds, and have trained hundreds of German Shepherds for people with challenges, whether it be physical disabilities or psychological challenges. Anyone out there own a German Shepherd and agree with me? They're absolutely amazing dogs. What are people talking about? And on my Los Angeles show, I gave my opinion of what I would have done with Biden's dog to resolve these issues. So I'd love to hear from you guys about it as well. I would really love to hear your thoughts on it. You know, is it the dog's problem? Should they blame the dog? Who's to blame here? What should we do? If you want to comment on that, if you want to comment on being fearful to walk your dog, I'd love to hear from you. Or any other problem you may be having with your dog or cat, litter box jumping or humping. Great time to give me a call. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. It's interesting because on my Los Angeles show, I had a lot of women calling up that said, you know, Warren, I used to walk my dog after the news. I used to love taking my dog for a walk in the morning before work, but right now I'm afraid. What can we do to make a difference? I'd love to hear from you as well. If you have ideas, if you have thoughts, give me a call. If we get through and we chat, great gift will be on its way for your best friend. 877-725-8255, the phone number. 877-725-8255. Let me take a quick break. When we come back, we have a Jordan, Victor, and Lisa. We'll get to your calls right after this. 877-725-8255. We'll talk about my own Hugs and Kisses. The results are in. Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 supplements are helping dogs and cats stay healthy and happy. Happy pets equal happy guardians. My new formula will improve your dog or cat's skin, their coat, much less shedding, no more hairballs, much stronger bones and joints, and it also contains not probiotics alone, but prebiotics and probiotics, which means your dogs and cats will have the healthiest digestion, the healthiest gut, absorb these vitamins and minerals in their gut, making them the healthiest dogs and cats possible. Plus, all the vitamins and minerals your pets need. And, of course, there's no soy, there's no wheat, there's no corn. I want you to check out the Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 supplement, two different formulas, one for dogs and one for cats. As a matter of fact, it's been so successful that at Amazon.com, my Hugs and Kisses is now an Amazon's choice. So check out Hugs and Kisses supplements, available at Amazon.com. They're available at Walmart.com. Of course, you can go directly to my website, thepetshow.com. Don't forget thepetshow.com. But here's something a lot of people don't offer anymore. Want to talk to us? Give us a call. call my 800 number. If we're not there, we'll call you back. If you have questions about hugs and kisses or you want to order, we'll help you out. Write this number down, 1-800-430-HUGS. That's 1-800-430-HUGS. Check out Hugs and Kisses at Amazon, Walmart, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-HUGS today. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Everybody tells me that it's cool to be a cat, cool for cats.
Hi, I'm Joey Herrick, founder of Lucy Pet. For over 30 years, I've created great products for dogs and cats, and in return, they gave me and my family a terrific life. To give back, I started the Lucy Pet Foundation, which provides free spay and neuter to help stop the 80,000 dogs and cats a week from being euthanized. To date, we've done over 16,000 free spay and neuters. To help fund this, I recently started Lucy Pet products, shampoo, cat litter, and now the new pet food formulas for life. Please go to your local pet store and ask for Lucy Pet products. Thanks.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru. Join Subaru in celebrating their fifth annual National Make a Dogs Day on October 22nd, a day to do something special for all dogs. This day, combined with the Subaru Loves Pets initiative, has helped many shelter animals find loving homes, including hard-to-adopt underdogs. Learn more at Subaru.com/Make-A-Dogs-Day.
Did you know that numerous studies, including the multi-decade Harvard study of adult development, confirm that social ties and a sense of purpose are essential for our happiness? The Surgeon General says loneliness is hazardous to our health. I'm Natalia Sergi, Director of AmeriCorps Seniors. Volunteering provides us with the purpose and community we need to reduce loneliness and enhance our well-being as we age. At AmeriCorps Seniors, we provide volunteer opportunities for adults 55 and older by matching them with three programs, RSVP, the Foster Grandparent Program, and the Senior Companion Program. Older volunteers connect to their community and find meaningful ways to share their skills and experience. A recent study by AmeriCorps shows that 88% of AmeriCorps Seniors volunteers felt less isolated while serving their community. If you are 55 or older, join us and stay connected by giving back. Visit AmeriCorps.gov/yourmoment to get started today.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
I told
That's what I thought. We are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Great time to give me a call. The phone number, 877-725-8255. If you call and get through, I will send your dog or cat a super gift, some of them worth as much as $50. 877-725-8255. Let's go to my friend Jordan in Lakeland, Florida. Hey, Jordan, welcome to the Pet Show.
It's George.
Oh, George. Hey, George, how you doing today?
I'm doing just great. So when I take my dog out at night and I put his collar on him and a long leash, he takes off out the front door and just runs all over the yard and starts just going crazy. And then he starts choking himself is what he does. He chokes himself and he starts hacking.
So you're holding, George, you're holding one end of the leash and he's on the other end and he gets it tight and starts choking. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, couple of things right off the bat. This is not a dog problem. This is a George problem. You need to train the dog to walk properly on a leash. You need to really go through the basic training teaching the dog not to pull. Really easy to do. I'm going to send you a copy of the book. But before I do that, what I recommend that you do is go out and buy a no-pull halter. They're not expensive, much safer, much better than a collar for the dog. What happens is it goes under the dog's shoulders in the front, under the I'll call them the armpits for a better description, and when he goes to pull, it will stop him. Choking's not healthy for him. I don't even like the term. People use choke chains, whatever. No, I would go out and get him a no-pull harness. They're available on Amazon, whatever. That will make all the difference and make the walk with him even more enjoyable than it already is. But that being said, Jordan, that's a kind of a cosmetic resolution for now. What I really recommend that you do, what type of dog is it?
Oh, he's a little Cocker Spaniel.
Ah, he's a small dog. Yeah, you shouldn't be using a collar on him anyway. A harness is the way to go. But you really need to focus on teaching him to properly walk on a leash. Now, I don't believe that every dog has to be taught to heel perfectly at the left side. I just believe that they should be taught not to pull. So what I'm going to do, George, is I'm going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. That's my best-selling book. And the reason I'm sending it to you, one of my favorite things to do is teach a dog not to pull. It's the first problem people encounter with their dog. The dog's schlepping me down the block. What do I do? So I'm going to send you, it'll teach you how to stop your dog from pulling, how to teach you to teach the dog to walk right alongside of you. But at the same time, Jordan, I want you to go out, get yourself a no-pull halter. That's what they're called. Many different varieties. They're available. You can probably pick it up at a local PetSmart or Petco, but they're also available on Amazon and other sites as well. I think it's going to make a major difference for you. I know it's going to make the dog a lot more comfortable as well, George.
Good. Well, thank you. I'll do that.
Don't go anywhere. Let me put you on hold. We want to send you a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, and I appreciate that phone call. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. No, if you've been listening to the Pet Show for all the years I've been doing it, boy, you are gray by now. But the bottom line is this. It's always about resolving issues you're having with your dogs and cats, and there's nothing different here today. However, a major problem, I don't know if you all saw the story about this woman, took a dog out for a walk. After she got home from work, went to a 7-Eleven store, an 11-year-old dog. She was attacked by another woman, beaten up. The other woman's boyfriend stole this 11-year-old dog. It broke my heart. There were tears in my eyes as the dog was being dragged away and being probably being used for a bait dog, teaching other dogs how to kill other dogs in a horrible sport of, I don't recall, it's about the horrible thing of dog fighting. The bottom line is the dog was returned. But do you feel safe, especially single women out there, do you feel safe taking your dog for a walk when it's dark outside? I know we did when I was younger, but it's way too dangerous now. So that's one point I'd like to hear from you guys as well. The other thing is the dog bites taking place at the White House. Everyone's blaming the dog. They're blaming the poor dog. I did my entire show in Los Angeles, same show as I do here, very similar, and a lot of people wanted to respond to my opinion and their opinions of what should happen to the dog, Biden's German Shepherd, that had bitten, I think it's 11 people now. Was it a problem dog or was it a dog with a problem? Stolen dog? I'd love to hear from you or any other behavioral issues you may be having with your dogs and cats. Lots of great stuff to give away. You just heard me give away one of my best-selling books, How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. I got Hugs and Kisses to give away, Lucy Pet Food to give away, hemp seed oil, air horns, which everyone should have, T-shirts, Authors Who Gold, all-natural herbal flea spray, and much more. Great time to give me a call. Again, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. And also, the question of the day, even if you just want to respond to the question of the day, I'll still send you a great gift, is do you believe that your dogs and your cats are good for your health? I've been talking about it for years and years. People thought I was a little eccentric, so let me toss it out to you. You can be the eccentric ones. Are your dogs and cats good for your health? Give me a call, 877-725-8255. And if you get through, I'll send you a great gift. I'm Warren Eckstein, and you're listening to The Pet Show.
Still got a long way to go. I had a dog and his name was King. I told the dog about everything.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Come join Reading Electric Utility in celebrating Public Power Week on Friday, October 6th. This year's free family event will be held in downtown Reading on the Market Street block. There will be electric safety demonstrations, police and fire demonstrations, and free treats. This event will include energy-efficient raffle prizes, including a new e-bike. Come join the celebration on Friday, October 6th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, call 530-339-7300 or visit our Facebook page at Reading Electric Utility.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
at Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Hate Mail. When Preston writes a furious letter to a store demanding a refund for a broken snow globe, he gets assistant manager Dahlia fired and becomes entangled in some pen and ink warfare. In the hilarious comedy by Bill Corbett and Kira Obaleski, September 15th through October 1st at the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown. Tickets are available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store Reddit. Hate Mail, September 15th through October 1st at the Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by this station and other amazing pro arts businesses.
And we are back on the Pet Show on Warren Extra. Great time to give me a call. If you have a question about your dog or cat's behavior, they're jumping, they're digging, they're scratching, they're not using a litter box, they don't like your next-door neighbor, you can't date this new guy you want to date because your dog doesn't like him, that's what we do here on the Pet Show. We resolve any issues you may be having with your pets or any issues your pets may be having with you. Just a reminder that everyone that calls into the Pet Show and gets to talk to me live on the air will get a fabulous gift for their dog or their cat. Many of the items to give away worth as much as $30, $40, even $50. So it's a great time to give me a call if you have a question or a comment, or you just want to answer my question of the day, which is pretty simple. Do you believe that your dogs and cats are actually good for your health? Do your dogs and cats make you feel better? Do they make you healthier? Give me a call. Let me know. If you get through, a great gift will be on its way for your dog or cat. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. Now, you know I very rarely get political here on the Pet Show, but I'd like to hear from some of my listeners as well. I know this was very, very big on my Los Angeles show this morning. We all read about President Biden's dog biting again at the White House, and a lot of people wanted my opinion. A lot of people wanted to share their opinions. If you want to share your opinion about that, or German Shepherds, a great time to give me a call. I'll still send you a great gift. Also, if you want to talk about that that dog that was, I don't know if people saw it all over the country, but it was big news here in California that this woman went to a 7-Eleven store at night after work with her 11-year-old dog. The dog was stolen while the woman was being beaten up by another woman. That woman's boyfriend stole her dog, an 11-year-old dog, ran out of the store dragging the dog. My heart was breaking as tears were coming down my eyes. Ran out of the store, and we know that the dog was ultimately going to be used as a bait dog for dog fighting, which is horrendous. Good news is the dog is back, but a lot of people are contacting me and saying, you know, when I was growing up, Warren, I had no problem. I would take my dog for a walk. Even a couple of years ago, you know, I'm a nurse. I would take my dog for a walk after my shift. Now I'm afraid to take my dog for a walk. I carry an air horn. I carry bear spray. I carry this. We'll get your opinion on that as well, whether you want to talk about President Biden's dog or being fearful of walking your dog at night. So many dogs being stolen. There were three French bulldogs stolen in my neighborhood in the last 3 months. Just incredible what's going on. I'd love to hear from you. If you get through, a great gift will be on its way. 877-725-8255. Let's go to Victor in Delaware. Hey, Victor in Delaware. How you doing?
I'm fine, Warren. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you.
Just to give you a brief scenario, my wife and I, for the past 30 years, have always had a household of two dogs. When one passes, we rescue another one. It's been a cycle that we've had, and we love the company of our dogs.
And I love you guys for doing that.
Yeah, well, we love it. We love it. Anyway, with the last dog we rescued 3 months ago, is a golden doodle. He was 16 months old, and he was clearly abused. The dog has taken to my wife and is acts well around my wife. As soon as I enter the room, the dog will go through the screen window. It just, for some reason, does not like me or men. And we're at our wit's end trying to figure out what to do because we want to keep the dog. However, we want the dog to get acclimated to me as well as my wife.
Victor, how long have you had the dog now?
Since June 10th.
Okay. This is a situation that I deal with often. Dogs that were abused, some were abused by men. In your case, some were abused by a man wearing a hat. Some were abused by a man wearing a mustache, and they learn through association. So what we need to do right now is what we call counter conditioning, making the dog feel positive when it's around men versus the negative feeling it has right now. Right off the bat, what I'd like you to do is where the dog hangs out most of the day, I want you to take some articles of your clothing that are unwashed, and I want you to leave them there. Let the dog have your scent all around him in the area where he hangs out. That's number one. Number two is if you have the ability to make a recording, if you can make a recording and kind of play it to the dog when you're not there, and every once in a while just drop in the dog's name and say, how are you doing, letting him hear your voice in a non-confrontational way, that will build up his confidence at the same time. Right off the bat, let me just tell you this is a resolvable issue. There's no reason you should ever have to get rid of this dog. However, because they learn through association, it does take time for this counter conditioning to work itself out. So if I were you, when you come home at night, forget the flowers for your wife, biscuits and treats for the dog. You should be the one putting the food down. Let the dog get to know you outside of an unenclosed environment. For example, if your wife can take him out before you come home and you can meet him kind of in the backyard a little bit, that would be beneficial. It's not going to happen overnight, but if you follow through the advice and just making sure that every time the dog sees you, even if it takes 20 minutes, but it always ends in a positive note, this will come around. I have worked with dogs that were so literally abused physically, not just mentally, but physically abused that it's taken me 6 months or 8 months to resolve. But the bottom line is, it is resolvable. It's just a matter of building up that dog's confidence again and making the dog associate you with only positives versus negatives. Also, when you leave the house, if you can leave a radio on a local talk station, you live in Delaware, I could recommend the station to you, Victor. If you can leave it on a talk station so the dog is hearing male voices during the day without the actual fear of men being around. If you put all those pieces together and a couple of glasses of Chardonnay at night, not for the dog, but for you, Victor, the dog will come around little by little. Not going to happen overnight. You may see good days and bad days, but little by little, the end result, the dog will be fine. As I said, I have worked with so many dogs. Most of the dogs I've worked with came out of horrible, abusive situations, whether it be men or women that abused, and has the same fear that your dog has. So it's something that can be resolved. We just need to kind of work on it slowly and just take steps a little bit at a time. Just remember, there's no such thing as trying, only progress in small steps, a little at a time, and I promise you, and I want you to keep in touch with me, Victor, but I promise you that little by little, the dog will start gaining his confidence, and probably down the road, you'll become his best friend.
Can I add, Warren, that when my wife gets in the, we watch TV in bed,
yeah.
When she gets in bed and I'm in bed, the dog comes up, and the dog lets me pet him, and the dog's fine, but as soon as I stand up, he goes crazy.
Well, that's because obviously the people that had him before you was abused by either a man standing up or kicking the dog or whatever. The fact that he's comfortable with you in bed with your wife, that's a good idea. Maybe you should start getting closer to your wife in other areas of the house. Maybe sit on the floor in the kitchen or sit on the floor in the living room. If he's feeling more confident about you when your wife's around, I would use that to your advantage to gain his confidence with you.
Okay. Great, great. Okay, it's a learning process for me and the dog.
It is, Victor, but I really appreciate you taking this on. You can call me anytime. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm actually going to send you a copy of how to get your dog to do what you want. I want you to read it carefully. There's some real interesting points in there in terms of building up the dog's confidence. But what you said to me last makes a major difference. The fact that he's comfortable with you when you're in bed with your wife means that his comfort with your wife reinforces the fact not to be as fearful of you as he was. So little by little, if you move that around to different locations, the backyard, sitting on a beach chair next to your wife, all of those things will make a difference, and I promise you he'll come around. So give him a big hug and a kiss for me, Victor. Keep me posted. I have a copy of the book. It's going to take maybe 6 to 8 weeks to get to you, but in the meantime, if you go to my website, thepetshow.com, there's great advice there in terms of working with the dogs taken from this situation. Great call, by the way, and bless you and your wife for taking this dog in. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back to all of your phone calls. We got Tom in Texas. We got Lisa also in Delaware. Peter in the great state of Washington. We'll get to all your calls right after this. You know, For years now, you heard me talk about Lucy Pet and why I'm such a big fan of Lucy Pet. First of all, let me ask you a question. Do you know where your dog or cat food is made? Do you know who makes your dog or cat food? You know, many dog and cat foods are manufactured in plants that make 50, 60, 70 different brands. Let me tell you where Lucy Pet Food's different. Lucy Pet Food has their own manufacturing plant. Not only that, they're one of the only companies that has owned over $1.5 million laboratory, which means they test every single ingredient as it comes into the manufacturing plant and as it goes out. That's why, since I adopted my guys, Molly and Willie, the only food they've been eating was Lucy's Pet Food with that prebiotic balanced fiber. What an incredible company this is. That's where your dog food's manufactured, at their own plant right here in Southern California. I've been there many times. Amazing people with the same passion for animals as you and I have. As a matter of fact, I want you to hear from a listener and what they said once they switched their pets to Lucy Pet Food.
I switched my dogs to the Lucy's Pet formula several years ago. Both my puppy that I rescued 5 years ago. She's in the car next to me if you hear her whining.
Oh, I can hear her, okay.
And my senior dog, both were on that, and they love it. I do the duck and quinoa Lucy Pet formula.
Those are the calls I get every day from people who try Lucy Pet Food and fall in love with it. At least their pets fall in love with it anyway. And here's the deal. If you go directly to Lucy's website, LucyPetProducts.com. That's LucyPetProducts.com. You can order there. Their dog food, wet or dry. Their cat food, wet or dry. Their kitty lickers, you can order their dog food rolls, which are amazing. Just go to their website, LucyPetProducts.com. Spend $35 and free shipping. Spend $35 and shipping is free. So check out LucyPetProducts.com today. You'll be happier and your dogs and cats will be a whole lot healthier. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
And they called it puppy love. Oh, I guess I'll never know.
Hey, Julie, as one of the Hugs and Kisses counselors, you talk to a lot of satisfied customers, right?
I do. They even contact us from their vacations when they forget their Hugs and Kisses to ask if we'll ship overnight. Peggy from Maine emails, "My rescued husky shedding and itching was out of control. After giving him Hugs and Kisses, itching's gone, beautiful coat, I was able to put away my vacuum." And Pauline from California says, "Hugs and Kisses is a godsend. We spent over $2,000 on our poor, balding 14-year-old cat with no relief. Then I heard about Hugs and Kisses on the radio. In days, Casey stopped biting and scratching, and in just 2 weeks, his fur was growing back." Log on to thepetshow.com. That's thepetshow.com, where you'll find Warren's selection of health and wellness items for your pets with $5 flat rate USA shipping. Or call us toll-free at 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847. Warren Eckstein Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 Vitamin. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Every crisis is an opportunity for government to take our freedoms away. The Wall Street Journal reports that the Security and Exchange Commission has created a database to track every single stock transaction in your portfolio. Whether it be 9/11, the Patriot Act, when is this going to end? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you want to give back to an individual with disabilities and help change a life? The Guide Dog Foundation and America's Vet Dogs are seeking volunteers to help raise future guide or service dogs. Puppy raisers provide loving homes for puppies until they are old enough to begin formal training. Help raise an adorable pup into a future guide or service dog for a person who is blind, visually impaired, a veteran, or a first responder. Visit puppy.guidedog.org to learn more. That's guidedog.org. Sponsored by the Guide Dog Foundation.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Our prices start at just $25 per eighth. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Actually, I love my dog a little bit more than I love you. Hey, we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. That phone number, 877-725-8255. Lisa, Peter, and Tom will get to your calls, I promise. But I got to share this story. I was just talking to my engineer off camera. I got this story this week, and I have to share it with you. You know, pet guardians are willing to shell out a lot of money to find out the DNA of their dog. What kind of breeds are their dogs mixed with? And one of a reporter recently spent a lot of money to find out what her dog was mixed with, and it came back with certain results. She said, you know what, I'm going to try something different. So she said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my own human DNA, and I'm going to send it to the same company that did my dog's DNA. So this reporter took her own DNA, she swabbed her mouth, I guess, and took her own DNA, sent it into the company that does nothing but DNA for dogs to determine what mix they are, and she sent her human DNA, and her human DNA came back telling her she was 28% bulldog, 40% border collie, and 32% cane corso. She said some people might agree. She joked about it, but that's interesting. So how legitimate are these DNA tests if she could send in human DNA and come back telling her she was mixed with three different breeds of dogs? The phone number here, 877-725-8255. The phones are jamming. I'm going to get to all your calls. We got a whole other hour after this to talk about. But again, I want to toss this out to you. The concept is this week, if anyone wants to ask about the dog bite that took place at the White House, I've been talking about it all week on national shows all across the country, and my opinion is a lot different than other people's opinions. This is not a problem dog. This is a dog that was given all these problems, and they handled it totally incorrectly. And maybe in the second hour I'll have time and I'll explain to you what I would have done a lot differently with the dog. And the first thing right off the bat is they sent the dog away to be trained. The education of a dog should always be done in the environment where the dog's going to live. At the kennel, there wasn't Secret Service people going like crazy. There weren't people running around like nuts in suits and ties. And Secret Service people, as you know, they're pretty stoic. So the bottom line is a lot of things done to resolve this issue. I just hope everyone understands this is not a problem dog. It's a problem of the people that are with the dog, not the dog itself. Agree or disagree, give me a call. We got a whole other hour to talk about it. 877-725-8255, the phone number. Let me take a quick break now. We'll get back to your phone calls. If I don't get to your call this hour, I promise I'll get to it in the next hour. If I have to cut all my subjects, I will. I want to get to Tom and Linda in New Jersey and Lisa in Delaware, Peter in Washington, Elise in Illinois. I want to get to all your calls right after this. The phone number, 877-725-8255. But right now, let me take a quick break, and I'll tell you why. There are many organizations out there asking for your money. Let me tell you about one that I've known of for a long, long time. If you absolutely knew, if you were positive that every dollar you donated would change the destiny of cats and dogs that were thrown out of cars, tossed into the wild, in the forest, in the cities, on the streets, all across America, isn't that a legacy you would want to leave behind? Of course it is. For over 43 years, Delta Rescue and my good friend Leo Grillo would never be able to do the absolutely life-saving work they do every day without you. That's right, you, my listeners, and your support. From saving lives to actually providing lifetime medical care for over 1,500 dogs and cats Delta Rescue is the group that really deserves your dollars. That's why I decided personally to make a bequest for Delta's rescued animals in my own estate planning. See, a bequest to Delta Rescue will make your legacy work for the animals when they need it now, avoid fundraising costs, and actually provide tax benefits. Delta Rescue, by the way, happens to be a top-ranked charity by GuideStar.com, and they prove every day that your donation dollars are doing what they should be doing, going to the animals. But I get it. Even if you're not ready to make long-range plans, every donation is a chance to keep more than 1,500 dogs, cats, and horses not just safe, not just healthy, not even just happy, but actually loved. You heard me, I said the L word, loved for the first time in their life. I urge you to go to their website, read the individual story, see the photos of all of these animals that were rescued. Log on to DeltaRescue.org. That's DeltaRescue.org. Ask for details on how to include Delta's rescued animals in your estate planning like I did, or you can make a donation there as well, or if you prefer, you can text them directly. So text DOGS to 801-801. That's DOGS to 801-801. Put a smile on their faces. They deserve it. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not. No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties, and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
A horse is a horse, of course, and no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is.
And we are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. Here's the deal. I got like a minute and a half left before I got a break for the top of the hour. We're just going to break for a couple of seconds. So when we come back, I'm going to leave my calls exactly as they are. We're going to go exactly in order. We got Lisa. We have Peter in Washington. We have Tom in Texas. Linda in New Jersey. Elise in Illinois. I'm going to get to all of your calls, so be patient with me. We're just going to break for the top of the hour just for a couple of minutes, and then we'll get right back to your phone calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. And by the way, you guys have some great questions, and I hope you get some great responses to my questions as well. Now, I was talking earlier because I've gotten so many calls this week from different shows asking me my opinion in terms of what took place at the White House with the dog biting the 11th time. And I told them there was a lot of mistakes made, but please don't blame the dog. Everyone seems to blame the dog, a bad dog. They shouldn't have done this. They shouldn't have done that. They made a lot of mistakes. When I say they, those that walk upright made a lot of mistakes. This is not a problem dog at all. And then I heard someone say that no one should own German Shepherds, the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. I've worked with them on every continent, amazing dogs. This German Shepherd included, he was just not educated properly and socialized properly. That's why he has the issue. Can be resolved, and I hope they resolve it, and the dog goes on to live a happy, healthy life. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. Quick break, then right back to all your phone calls. I'm Warren Eckstein, and you're listening to The Pet Show.
No more monkey jumping on the bed. No more monkey jumping on the bed. No more monkey jumping on the bed. That is what the doctor said. Well, four monkeys were playing on the bed. One fell off and bumped his head. Mommy called the doctor and the doctor said, no more monkeys jumping on the bed.
Hey friends, please join us at Reading Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed October 21st to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Reading and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at justicecrabfeed.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.